This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Prime time! Alex Stein 99. He's in studio now. He's going to be hosting the fourth hour today, but I had to just spend 5 minutes with him here as he joins us on the Alex Jones Show. He's got some, let's see, what do we have over here? We got some ivermectin. Oh, boy.
Well, Owen, you know, it's funny because I had a little bit of the sniffles, and, you know, your boss, AJ, the man, the king, the legend, you know, it went viral when he took his ivermectin online or, you know, on air. So I said, you know what? I'm going to take my dose on air, and I want to show you guys. I'm Primetime 99. You know, you're like, oh, that's for a horse. Well, I am a horse. If you're watching this, I'm stronger than a horse. I'm about 3 horsepower myself. So I really need 3 doses of this. But, yes, Owen, this is what I'm saying. I'm more official than a referee's whistle. I'm on the AJ Show with the man himself, Owen Schwoyer. You guys, you know, buckle up, Buttercup, because it's going to be a bumpy ride today.
3 horsepower. Now, how does that apply when you're in the water swimming against other female competitors?
Well, I have a huge advantage. I'm long. I mean, to be honest, you know, I shaved my chest, so that does, you know, I'm a little silkier and smoother in the water, but my pit hair is slowing me down.
Haven't made the full commit?
I didn't. That's the problem, because I've been competing, but I still have all this hair under my pits. It's slowing me down.
I mean, it's one thing to shave the chest, but the pits, it's, you know, I don't know.
And you know what? Honestly, my chest is so itchy that for the bit, I'll do anything.
So the Seinfeld episode was real?
Oh, yes, dude. I'm, like, itching. I think I had I just got back from New York. I don't know if I have bed bugs or my chest is itching.
Well, those are known in New York. You may have caught a spell.
That's what I'm saying. No, seriously, I will do anything for the bit. But the fact that I shaved my chest and now I look like I have little breasts, it's not pleasurable. I like the chest hair. It covered it up.
Wait, I thought you maybe put some padding
in there. There's padding. Yes, it is.
Okay.
The next video is going to be, I bought that bathing suit. I went to Dick's Sporting Goods trying to buy an official women's, you know,
By the way, Dick's Sporting Goods is probably sexist and bigoted, but we'll cover that
later. Oh, for sure. Yeah, it should be Vagina Sporting Goods. But this is what I'm saying. At Dick's, is I walked in there, I couldn't get an official bathing suit that fit, and they were like $79.
Oh, man, imagine Leah Thomas's problems.
I mean, Leah Thomas, Lord have mercy, she's taller than me and has a bigger dong than me, so I'm sure she has a lot of trouble. But this is what I'm saying. So I went next door to TJ Maxx, and I bought this bathing suit, and it fit like a glove, and except for the bra has, like, kind of a wire in it. So I'm actually going to make a video of me returning it to TJ Maxx, and I'm going to show them the video. And I think people will enjoy that, me returning the bra because, you know, the bathing suit because the bra was uncomfortable.
Well, and I don't know what you're getting into today, but you brought this up to me, and I'm going to have Cassidy Campbell on hopefully tomorrow to talk about this. They're changing the rules. So basically, I love what you've done. You've created a new genre of content. You really have. And now the system is having to respond and adjust itself to this, and I don't think it's fair. But see, what you've done is you've exposed their logic. It's not that any man can compete in women's sports. Only liberals. Only liberals are allowed all these advantages that they give. A conservative is not allowed to do it. So now they're trying to stop you from doing your bits.
Well, 100%. And see, what I'm doing, and I didn't coin this term, it's called culture jamming, Owen. It's where you take the craziest part of our culture and you jam it in their face. And sadly, this is the reality we live in when you have Leah Thomas, who swam on the men's team for 3 years and then is able to go and compete in the NCAA championships as a female that still has his male genitalia and win. And that's the problem, is that's against women's rights. I mean, we're in the upside down world. And so when I go and I try to call that hypocrisy out, oh, no, we're going to shut down the meeting. You only have 1 minute to speak, and they're going to put it at the end of the meeting. So what I'm saying is, they don't realize when they're doing all of this, they are proving that we are winning the culture war. They are so shaken up by it. They're afraid. They got to change the whole meetings. And this is one of the city council members said, that one of them had half a brain. He said, you know, I've been a member of this board for years, and this is the first time that we're ever changing the rules. And doesn't it appear that we're letting them win? And I'm in the audience like, duh. Obviously it does, because they're bending over backwards, scared to death, anytime Cassidy and I walk in that room.
And it is. That's exactly what it is. You're culture jamming. You're putting a mirror up to society at these city council hearings, and they can't stand it.
Yeah, and you know, like, I know you've spoken at a lot of these meetings, and if you go there and you give them the serious business, and, you know, they're going to look at you, oh, you're some tinfoil hat, you're some blah, blah, blah. They want you to do that, but the culture jamming is the most effective because you're just, you're fighting fire.
No, that's it, exactly. I've probably spoken at city councils 10, 15 times, maybe had some viral moments, but nothing nearly as powerful or viral as what you did. That's because I was serious. Like, I wanted a serious thing, and they were like, yeah, we don't care, on to the next one. Alex Stein takes over.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot, Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us actually to produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air, plus it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
Oh, we're live right now. Let's go, baby. It's Primetime 99, Alex Stein. And let me tell you something. The info war has just gotten started because I'm your general, Primetime 99, and I'm trying to do my best Alex Jones impersonation and yelling and screaming. But sadly, what is happening today in this day and age, we are being lied to on a huge level. So that's what I want to do is I want to expose the lies. So it's such an honor to sit in the same seat as Alex Jones and do the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. For me, guys, I don't want to just sit here and cry and be all sad because we got a lot of information to get into, but I just want to thank the entire crew, thank everybody at the InfoWars for this opportunity. For me, Doug, I'm in the championship game. I'm the quarterback. I'm in the main seat. So this is such an honor. And first of all, guys, we got to talk about what's going on right now in Kiev. I brought this article up before we even get really dial into all the information we got to talk about. Now in Kiev, they're going back to their plays. Look at this. And in a way, they're kind of mocking us. In this article I pulled up, they're talking about in Kiev, they've brought back the plays. So now we're in World War III, but apparently they can still have a Shakespearean play. And what the people are doing in Kiev is they're actually dressing in their finest garments. And they're going out there, and what they're doing is they're laughing at us. They're mocking us. Because what's going on, guys, is we're having World War III, every single warmonger in the world wants us to go, the military-industrial complex wants us to go fight World War III and fight over the border between Russia and Ukraine, and their own citizens are going around and having a matinee and going to the play. Yet, our border between Texas and Mexico, they don't even care about. We're here in Austin, Texas, and let me tell you something, you go down the street, there are people that you can tell are strung out on drugs, the same drugs that are being ushered through our border literally by not just cartels, but we are letting them come through with Joe Biden's Title 42, with what's going on. All these people are going to have free reign at our country. Yet we're going to sit here and we're going to capitulate to the Ukraine, to Vladimir Zelensky. You're going to have Vladimir Zelensky is at the Grammys. This is what's going on in the world, guys. We should all really be upset, and we need to wake up to the tyranny. Now, I know Alex says that all the time, but it's a sad reality when you realize the tyranny that we're actually under, that people are mocking us. People are laughing at us. They're going to talk about World War III all day long, and, oh, we have to support the Ukraine, yet they won't even support our own country. And you have the same guy, Joe Biden, is going to say, oh, the inflation, the reason it's $8 a gallon of gas is because Vladimir Putin. No, it's going to be $10 a gallon of gas because Joe Biden
Biden is incompetent because he doesn't care about you, because they want to actually get rid of the middle class. We need to wake up to this, guys. This is the problem in society in this day and age. They want you either so poor that when you get your $600 stimulus check, you're like, oh, whoopee, I can buy my PlayStation. Oh, I can be on PlayStation and play my video games all day. And that's where I can escape the harsh reality of the real world. But that's not okay, guys, because $600 to me and $600 to somebody watching this realizes that doesn't go very far. But to a person that doesn't realize the harsh reality of our situation, they're going to cheerlead it. So this is what I'm trying to say with all that's currently going on in this day and age. Our inflation is only going to get drastically worse, and we're at the point of no return. And listen, if you think Donald Trump is automatically going to save it, no, we have to do something. We have to stand up and metaphorically fight back against the New World Order, because this is the problem. It's the globalization of our resources. They're going to subvert. We have oil and gas in Texas to supply all of America. Yet the Biden administration makes legislation almost impossible for people to get new drilling rigs in order to get access to our own oil and gas. And what are they going to do? They're going to lie to you, and they're going to say, oh, the gas is high because of Vladimir Putin. And Jen Psaki is so full of it. That's why she's running to MSNBC, because she doesn't have anywhere to go, because she knows at the end of the day her goose is cooked. And we are obviously going to be able to tell that they are so full of dog caca, we can smell it from a mile away. And I know most of the listeners listening here today, you guys are awake to the tyranny that we're currently experiencing. But the problem is most people are asleep. They're at the wheel. They have no idea what's going on. They don't have any idea how we're going to fight this inflation. And you look at companies like BlackRock. You look at companies like Vanguard. What they're doing is they're artificially inflating the price of the housing market in order to make it impossible for a young person to even buy a house. Because they want you to be a debt slave. They want you to be addicted to paying your monthly note on your apartment or your car. And they're going to look and they're going to laugh at you and say, oh, well, young people just want the hotel lifestyle. Yet you look at a guy like Klaus Schwab, who will even tell you in the future, you will own nothing and you will love it. You're going to be so happy that you own nothing because you don't have any stress. You don't have to mow your lawn. If your toilet breaks, you don't have to fix it. Yet there's a million people out there that would love to be able to fix your toilet. But we have lost the plot, because in this day and age, we don't have that ownership mentality. We don't care about owning anything. And that's the problem, is we're losing to people like Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, who's going to tell you that you're going to be so happy. You're going to rent your washing machine. You're going to rent your car. You're going to rent your internet service. And you're not going to own one freaking thing. And they've laid the groundwork now where we're actually fighting the technocracy. And I know you're like, what does the technocracy have to do with this? Well, very easily, guys, you have a digital footprint. And that digital footprint, they can delete you from the internet. They can put you on the no-fly list. They can make it where you can't have a bank account. And then what are you going to do? You're toast. You're up a creek without a paddle. And that's their plan. So what they're doing now, it's similar to, there's two trains of thoughts. There's the 1984 George Orwell train of thought, where they're going to take everything from us. They're going to say, oh, love is selfish, and you're going to hate life. You're not going to have any freedom. You're going to have a constant surveillance. But see, the reason why that isn't, to me, as bad as the Brave New World aspect, and these are two rules of thought for the future. You can either go with the Brave New World aspect, where you're going to be able to be on Soma. They're going to have you pilled out. You're going to be having constant sex. You're going to be distracted by movies, television, and media. And that's currently what's happening. So in my mind, when I look at the dystopian future that's right around the corner, I actually prefer the 1984 version, because at least in that version, people were upset. People are mad. People aren't comfortable. But what they're going to do is they're going to massage your back all the way into the gulags. They're going to give you a back massage. Oh, we're going to rub your back. Oh, you're going to drive a Jeep, but you're never going to own it. You're going to be tricked into thinking that you live in this materialistic world where materials are going to bring you happiness. And let me tell you something. If you think an inanimate object will bring you joy, you're wrong. You are wrong. And that is the laying the groundwork for the metaverse, guys. We're seeing this right now. You see on the screen, when you look at the Oculus headsets and you look at it now, this is just the beginning. This is the seed that they are planting. And you can pull up the articles right now. They're going to have technology where you're not even going to be able to differentiate between a digital version of sex and a real version of sex. They're going to have objects connected to your genitals, connected to your brain, and you're going to want to plug into the metaverse. So what they're doing now, they're going to make your life as terrible as possible here on planet Earth. And then they're going to say, well, you know, you only live to about 75 years old. But if you go and you plug into the Matrix, you plug into the metaverse, you can live for 1,000 years. That's right. You can live for 1,000 years. And as a matter of fact, if you're overweight, you can be skinny. You know, you can be the captain of your football team. You could be Tom Brady in the metaverse. But what you don't realize is once you plug into that metaverse, guys, that is when they're going to kill you. That is when they're going to take your soul. And that's something we have to realize. They don't want you to know that you are a special being, that just the fact that you are here was almost impossible. We have already won the lottery. We won the lottery of life. We won. But you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know that because you're too worried about your bills. You're too worried about A, B, C, or D. And that's what I'm trying to do is I want to wake you up out of that mass hypnosis to realize that every single day on Earth above ground is a gift. Is a gift. And we're going to get into it on the other side of the break, but I just want to make sure that you guys realize that the future can be changed. In the battle of good versus evil, good can win, guys. So stay tuned. I'll see you on the other side of the break. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that introduction. Let's go, baby.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me tell you something, guys. We are not going to be able to survive without your support, so I want you guys to really actually go up there. And I'm not trying to sound like one of these pulpit pimps, but I'm telling you, when you support Alex Jones, you are actually supporting an individual that is trying to make a difference, that's not trying to virtue signal. He is actually virtuous. He's actually going to wake people up. So really consider going to InfoWarsStore.com and purchasing something. Let me tell you something. Ever since my viral success, I've been using the heck out of the Super Male Vitality. I got ladies, I'm beating them off with a stick, all right? And you can have that same success, because I'm telling you, this stuff will make you harder than Chinese arithmetic, as they say. But at the end of the day, it's not just about that. There's a lot of other products that are going to help your wellness, because that's what they don't want you to have. They want you to be eating microplastics. They want you to be hooked on pharmaceutical drugs. None of that stuff at the end of the day is going to help you. You really need to look into taking accountability for your own health. That's one of the most important things we can do, because life is short. And we don't want to run into the metaverse because your health is so poor. That's what they're going to say. They want you so fat. Oh, well, in the metaverse, you could immediately lose 300 pounds. So make sure to go out there and support InfoWarsStore.com. Get a T-shirt. We got a 70% off sale. And listen, this is not going to George Soros' pocket. This isn't going to some globalist billionaire. This is actually going to pay for the crew, because these people work so hard. You have no idea the effort they put in there. And really and truly, they're probably not even compensated well enough, because everybody here is doing this because they know that the agenda against us is a terrible, we're under so much tyranny. People are doing this for the love of the game, as they say. These aren't a bunch of diva wide receivers that are sitting out. These people come here and show up every day because they know that the fight that they're fighting is just. Okay, so on top of that, now let's get back into a little bit of the fourth hour. Now, there's an article coming out about a new book, and it talks and it details about Ghislaine Maxwell. And you're like, Alex, well, you know, I have Ghislaine Maxwell overload. I'm sick and tired of hearing about Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. Well, let me tell you why this is so important, and this is why we shouldn't ever forget about it, because we have Bill Clinton flew on the Lolita Express 26 times, oftentimes without his Secret Service. Now, that's almost impossible for an ex-president to even get rid of his Secret Service. And the reason why I want to bring up this article, because in the article it talks about how Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, Robert Maxwell, who had a proper Israeli funeral, as a matter of fact, we know that he is what we call a double agent. He worked for Israeli intelligence, and what he would do is he would get information on important people through a process called honeypotting. Now, I know a lot of people that are listening, they already know this, but in this honeypotting theory, what they do is, this is what they get politicians. You see Madison Cawthorn just talking about how they have orgies in Washington. What they do is they put you in a vulnerable position. Then they have dirt and evidence. That's why they want you to sleep with a child. That's why they want you to do, you know, something, you know, homosexual. Because then they have leverage on you, and then they own you. And so you look at Robert Maxwell. He was one of the most effective people in doing this. And in this book, it talks about how he abused Ghislaine. It talks about how she had special tools that he would use to spank her or to whip her. Now, for me, I was lucky enough, I only got a spanking if I was really bad, very far and few in between. I would never, ever, you know, think of my dad as an abusive father. But just the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell's dad, Robert Maxwell, who, you know, was a wealthy man, a powerful man, the fact that he would hit his daughter is one of the most disgusting things. But the problem with it is that these relationships are oftentimes cyclical. Somebody that was abused as a child, like Ghislaine, doesn't have the ability to feel empathy for the children that she abuses because she feels like that's their rite of passage because she went through that. That's probably the same with Jeffrey Epstein. Now, I don't know about his upbringing, but I think it's very likely the abuse that he did to children, he may have been abused as a child. So when you look at this and you look at these high-profile people, you look at Ghislaine Maxwell, at Hillary Clinton, you know, at their daughter's wedding, at Chelsea Clinton's wedding, these people are the most connected people in the world. You look at Dennis Hasser, Speaker of the House, convicted pedophile. You look at the groomer-in-chief himself, Joe Biden. Now, we don't have a lot of evidence of Joe Biden doing anything other than weird pictures of him smelling children, but where there's smoke, there's fire, in my opinion. We have a society and a system that is rigged against us, and these ultra-elites, when they do get in trouble, they get off. They get small punishments. And now they're trying to capitulate to us, and they're locking Ghislaine Maxwell up for life or whatever, you know, lie they're going to give us. And it's going to be a very unjust punishment because they have information of huge celebrities, huge politicians doing disgusting, even evil things with children that we're never going to see. We're never going to get the real information. We're going to get about the same information as when Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And they said, oh, the cameras were off. Oh, the guards fell asleep. And then when they go to court, the guards are let off. They have no criminal charges. And then you look at Jean-Luc Brunel, who is also a child procurer. He also died under similar circumstances as Jeffrey Epstein. So these people have evidence, the same, just like Robert Maxwell, that could actually shake the system, could actually do what we want, because really, we want the whole system blown up. And that's a metaphor, but we don't want these evil people in power. We want to expose every single one of them, but we're never going to be able to expose them because they're always going to give us, you know, they're going to give us a little bit, but never the true information. They're going to give us, oh, Ghislaine Maxwell got arrested. Oh, we're so happy she's in jail. Yet we know Bill Clinton was on that plane. Celebrities were on that plane. Bill Gates was on that plane. And you look at Bill Gates' wife, she's talking about, oh, I knew Jeffrey Epstein was weird when I met him. Oh, I knew he was weird. These are the most powerful people in the world. Bill Gates has you know, made a global vaccine. He's the biggest vaccine salesman in the entire world. And this guy was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, somebody that we know abused children. And nobody in the mainstream media will mention it. That's why you have to come to a place like InfoWars to get this information. And that's what makes me so mad. It makes me so mad that we have the Mockingbird media that's never going to give us the real facts. It's never going to tell you what's really happening. All they're going to do is tinkle on you all day long and say, oh, it's raining. Oh, it's raining. That's not tinkle. I know it smells like that, but no, that's rainwater. So you can never get this real information. We're never going to know unless you open your eyes that God gave you to see. And that's what I'm trying to ask people to do today. When I first started creating content, I was coming at it from a real pragmatic sense. I was giving you guys information, kind of like what I'm doing now. And then I realized people weren't jiving with that. People weren't really just super acceptive of that. They weren't accepting of it because we're constantly under information overload. Everybody's, oh, here's a stat. You look at 600,000 deaths, blah, 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 blah. From every single aspect, you're going to get data. And so what I try to do, and what Alex Jones is so effective at doing, is we have to give them some sugar to help the medicine go down. We have to actually give them some sort of humor. We have to create some sort of levity. Now, I know I'm talking about serious subjects like Ghislaine Maxwell and her being a child sex procurer, but we have to be able to laugh, and not laugh at this. There's nothing funny about that, but we have to find reasons to have joy. We have to find reasons to be happy. Because if we don't, then we're just stuck plugged into their fake matrix, their mainstream media, Don Lemon matrix of all bull crap. And that's why it's called bull crap, because there's nothing of substance in it. It won't grow anything. You can't use it to compost. And that's the difference between real crap and bull crap. And we don't want the bull. We want the real deal stuff. And that's why you guys listening to InfoWars today, we're going to be able to give you information. We're going to be able to spread the real truth out there and expose these people for their terrible crimes against humanity. And let me tell you something. After the break, we're going to dive deep into a YouTuber got arrested at USC that I have a little personal connection to. I want to bring that up. And then we're also going to talk about the metaverse. So we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned. Thank you, guys.
It's about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back from the break, guys. Thank you. Make sure to go to InfoWarsStore.com and give us some support, because we need it, because we are fighting a literal war and we have the globalists against us. We're not just saying that, you know, that's not a hyperbolic statement. That's not a metaphorical statement. We are actually fighting globalism. And I want to talk about New York City right now. It's very convenient. Joe Biden just had a speech about ghost guns. And you look at who he's putting in charge of the ATF. He's putting somebody that wants to get rid of assault weapons. And they want to, you know, require background checks for everything. And this is not an accident, guys. And I'm not saying this is some sort of false flag attack. I don't want to say that. But what's happening in New York was very convenient. a person on the subway, in the most famous subway in the entire world. You can go on my Twitter, you can go, it's all over online right now, the shooting. These people are, they're leaving a train, things full of smoke, and somebody was shot multiple times. Now, this is where I have a huge problem, guys. This is in New York City. These same police officers in New York City, when the people got off the train, because this was a transfer point, there is multiple other trains. I believe it was like the R train, the N train. And so now the shooter was able to get off that train and then hop on another train to some other borough and magically get away. Now, and guys, we have enough technology to be able to track anybody that goes, they could figure out who these people are. But because he's probably not the right color or because he doesn't fit the right agenda, they're just going to let the guy walk free and they're going to, search, and it's going to bring more media attention. And this is the problem, is they want to take away your guns. They do not want you to have any sort of protection. And that's why in this day and age, you really do need to be armed. You need to be ready. And in the Ukraine, the same people on the left are like, oh, I hate guns. Yet to a citizen in Ukraine, they're just handing them out. Oh, here's a gun. Because why? Because a gun is your last line of defense against tyranny, against a war, against something happening to your family, to your loved ones, to your pets. So we really need to protect ourselves. And this is the saddest part about it, is we have people in leadership positions like the ATF, and we know these alphabet agencies are so full of garbage. Look at the Gretchen Whitmer case right now. Everybody, all the charges have been dropped, and the same FBI people, these are all what we call agent provocateurs, similar to what happened on January 6th, all of those people that were involved in it, that basically entrapped these American patriots into a fake plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, they actually got promoted. The same people that ran that investigation got promoted. It's very similar to after 9/11. If you believe the official story, which you shouldn't, the same people that let those towers fell down, none of them lost their job. They all got promoted. So to bring that back around to New York City, I was just recently there, and if you do watch Fox News, you watch the conservative media, they will describe New York as this dystopian, hellhole, and I would have to tend to agree with them a little bit, but in my short time there, it wasn't as bad as I expected. But as I say that, I went to what is called the new One World Trade Center. And it's called the One World Trade, and for me, that was a very emotional thing, and to dial it into my point, is one of the biggest wake-up calls in my entire life was finding out the truth about 9/11 and that it was orchestrated by people within our own government in order to create a never-ending war in the Middle East and destabilize the seven biggest countries that were a threat to Israel and Saudi Arabia. So when I look at the globalization of the world, they are mocking us. They go from the Twin Towers, two towers, into the One World Trade Center. And that's what they want, guys. They want us under one ruler. They want it to be one world. And when we become a group of one, the system will fail. That is a very bleak future. We need as much small government and as many different governments as possible, because their plan is basically based out of the Bible. It's Genesis chapter 11, verse 9. In that is the story of the Tower of Babel. And Nimrod wanted to build a tower to the kingdom of heaven to go kill God. And what did God do? He made everybody speak different languages, broke them up in separate tribes so they were not able to communicate, and then they were not able to achieve Nimrod, the satanic figure's plan. Now, what's happening now when you look at things like the One World Trade Center, that is the reverse engineered plan of Nimrod. They want you under one ruler, one language, no borders, just everybody's under the same country. And then that means Satan is calling the shots. And that's what we have to fight. It's a battle of good versus evil. I tell this story all the time. And I know that good, at the end of the day, good is going to win. But it's not going to be an easy win. It's going to be 39-38. It's going to be a barn burner. And that's why we have to support the info war. We have to support each other. We have to love one another. And I'm not trying to sound, you know, colloquial or anecdotal. Oh, we gotta spread love. But they want to keep us in this negative vibrational state. They want to keep you in a constant state of fight or flight so that you are able to be manipulated. So that when you read the Death Scroller on CNN, you're like, oh, I'm so scared. I'm going to put on all my masks and I'm going to take all my boosters. I'm so nervous. They don't want you healthy. They want you depressed. And if you go to your doctor and you say, you know, I'm having anxiety and depression, they're going to give you SSRIs that make you have suicidal idealization. If they cared about you, why would they give a suicidal person medicine that makes them more suicide? More suicidal? It doesn't make sense. Because we live in a world that doesn't care about you. They don't. The only person that's going to care about you is you. And that's why we have to take self-accountability. That's why we have to do something now. We have to strike while the iron is hot. People just went through this pandemic and people are waking up. I've been awake for a little bit longer than most people, but still relatively new compared to people like Alex, compared to a lot of the people that are working on the crew. So I'm saying there is levels to this. There is levels to your awakening. So it's hard to go to your family and be like, oh, you know, 9/11 was an inside job. Of course, they're going to look at you like a goofball. They're going to say, oh, well, that's crazy. But that's not why we give them that. What we try to do is I try to jam the crazies left culture in their face. It's called culture jamming. And you look at situations like Leah Thomas. Leah Thomas was a boy, and I talked about this earlier with Owen, that swam on the boys' University of Pennsylvania swim team for 3 years. Then decided that now William is Leah. And Leah is going to take hormone therapy, and Leah is going to join the girls' team. And Leah is going to go to the NCAA championships and not only compete, but she's going to win two events first place. But unfortunately, Leah still has male genitalia. Leah is still 6'5", 215 pounds, and is built different than any other competitor. But the mainstream media is going to look at you in your face and say, oh, this is good. This is progressive. Guys, the progression that we are heading is a dystopian nightmare. This is not progress, letting the boys swim with the girls. That is part of the plan. In the future, they want us all to be one race and one sex. That's why they say, oh, they don't even, Ketanji Brown Jackson, the new Supreme Court Justice, when they just asked her a simple question, she can't even define a woman. She says, well, I'm not a biologist. So she even admits that it takes biology to decide what a boy and girl is. And it's very simple, guys. A girl has her period. A girl can have a baby. A boy can't. All you need to watch is a movie, Kindergarten Cop, with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Girls have a vagina. Boys have a penis. It's that simple. But they want to blur the lines to keep you in this constant state of confusion. So you have no idea what is up, what is down. Even these people, one of the most honorable lifetime judges, one of the highest positions that you can possibly be, can't even do a simple definition of the difference between a boy and a girl. And you're like, Alex, why are you yelling and screaming? Because this is sad. This is sick. It makes me sick. I come up here, and with the people that are put on a pedestal, Joe Biden, you look at, we need to pull up the clip, Saudi Arabia, everybody's making fun of, there's a viral clip right now, basically just bashing Joe Biden about how dumb he is, and how incompetent he is, and how incompetent Kamala Harris is. So these people that are in the most high, powerful positions, all are idiots, and they're not there on accident. They're placed there by people like George Soros, people like Bill Gates, these people like Klaus Schwab. These puppets that are ruining the world, guys, and we're going to expose all of that. So stay tuned after the break, and we got a lot more to talk about, but I just want to say, we got to wake up before it is too late. We're going to see you guys on the other side of the break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guys, the time is flying by. You know, this is one of our last segments for Primetime 99, filling in for the king himself, Alex Jones. And I want to start off by talking about in Tennessee, guys, they just made it right now. You can get ivermectin without a prescription. And why that is a big deal is you look at countries like Nigeria that have had some of the lowest rates of COVID. In that country, they often prescribe ivermectin as just, you know, basically given because they have so many, river issues. They have a lot of bacterial issues there. So they give it to their people. It's just a common thing. And we know that Alex, you know, one of his most viral things he ever did was taking a little ivermectin on air. So in honor of him, I got a little bit of a sniffles, as you say. And, you know, I love this apple flavor. If we can zoom in on this, because this is where does it say apple? I want right here. This is what it's all about, baby. It's that apple flavor. So I want to show you guys. This is all it takes. You know, I'm not in Tennessee. Sadly, here in Texas, I can't go get my ivermectin. They want me to get the COVID. They want me to go get on a ventilator. And they want me to die. But guess what? I'm going to do a little. This is a little Primetime 99 Alex sign. And this is a little Nigerian trick. I learned this in Nigeria. You get it on there, guys. You get it on there. And the apple flavor. This is for you. This is for AJ. The New World Order, they're not going to get me. Mmm.
Delicious. Nay! I think that's just how you have to react after you take a little ivermectin. But, man, that goes down very smooth. But I wanted to bring a little ivermectin awareness and congratulate Tennessee for being based in reality. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I love it. We got to be a little more based in reality and actually let people have access to this stuff. Because in other countries, you can just get it over the counter. But here in America, if Big Pharma can't tax you and can't make money off it, then you can't get it. And sadly, that's the problem. These multinational corporations, they got all the money in the world. They don't even need money, guys. They got it all. And you look at Apple, they're one of the biggest companies in the world. And you know how they treat their employees at their Foxconn factory? They have suicide nets because so many people are jumping off it. So that's how much these companies care about you. They're so empathetic. Their own employees are jumping off their factory, killing themselves, and the best way that they can come up with combating it is building nets to catch them when they fall off. So this is the day and age that we live in, when the most powerful company in the world that has the most money can't even support their own employees enough to make it where they don't want to kill themselves while they're at work. And really and truly, this is just a good indication of what's happening in our world today. Sadly, it's not very much different than when you go to your doctor and you say, oh, I'm suffering from depression, and they give you the SSRI that is going to make you have suicidal thoughts. Okay, guys, I've been saying guys a lot. I apologize for that. I'm just so excited to be here, and I know my time is running short. So if you guys enjoyed this, you know, please let the crew, please let Alex especially know that you'd enjoyed my time. But I want to talk about this. I kind of want to end it on this. Right now in Plano, Texas, a few of my viral videos have really shaken the mayor and the council members to their core. And they're actually making it. They're changing the rules and making it where now you can only speak for 1 minute. And they're also putting the public comment at the end of the meeting. So how are we going to combat this? And they're actually, on top of all that, they're putting an agenda item in 2 weeks to get rid of the public comment altogether so that they can do it at a special meeting that isn't recorded. So they are scared to death. So we are making a difference. So this, what I'm doing right now, is a call to action. I want to try to get anybody, it doesn't matter what your grievance is. It can be something small. It can be something serious. You don't have to put on a woman's bathing suit and go up there and mock Leah Thomas. You can talk about something serious, or you can go up there and talk about something goofy. But I want everybody in the world to go out there and speak and call out these politicians, because what happens when these people get elected, all of a sudden they think that we work for them. That's not the case. They work for us. You need to let them know. You need to go. All you got to do is a simple Google search, whatever city you're living, how to sign up at ABCD, how to sign up at the Tallahassee City Council. I guarantee you the first thing that comes up on Google is going to be a link how to do it. I'm not a genius. If I can figure out how to speak at all these meetings, I promise you guys can figure this out too. And we need to do a call to action. We need as many people standing up to these politicians. And you're like, Alex, well, I don't have the same, ability to you to public speak or embarrass yourself. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Me going to Plano, Texas over 3 months has made them change their rules that they've had in place for years. So we can shake up the system. And the reason why we need to shake it up at a local level, because guys like George Soros, they are the people that are funding the district attorneys. They are the people that are picking the county judge that are all rigged against you. So you need to stand up against this tyranny. And you can do it. You don't need to live in fear. They want you to be afraid. Your life is going to be short, and really and truly, life is almost meaningless unless we leave our legacy on this earth. And you can leave your legacy here on this earth by standing up to the tyrannical nightmare that we're currently under. And the lower the level, the better it is. And why do you think that is? Because it's a reverse funnel. When they know at the lower level that people are standing up, it scares them. Then all these mayors, they talk to other politicians. And that's what's happening. There's a coordinated effort to try to silence me. I'm just one man. I know I'm primetime nananan, and I got the ego, and I talk the talk, and I do all the jazz. There's a lot of jazz with primetime nananan. But I'm just a normal guy. I put on my pants one leg at a time, just like you. You can do this too. You can shake up the system. If me and Cassidy Campbell can make a mayor of a prime city, a city with a million people in it, scared to death, when we walk in the room, their eyes look like dinner plates. You can do it too, and you can do it by calling them out, because everybody else lives in that constant state of fear. Everybody else is in a constant state of trauma-based mind control, and they're too scared. They're afraid of the repercussions. But you need to be unapologetically yourself. You don't need to apologize for being you. You don't need to apologize for being yourself. They want you to fit into... They want to make you fit inside of a block, inside of a square. And human beings, we don't do that. I don't do that. I think outside the box. Or Taco Bell used to say, I think outside the bun. That's a brilliant saying. I know you're talking about Taco Bell, but I'm just trying to use it as a metaphor. It's that we have to be different. We have to try something new. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And currently that's what's going on. We're doing the same thing. We know Joe Biden is a puppet. We know Kamala Harris is unqualified. But nobody's standing up to these people. So where can you stand up? You stand up to your local mayor. You stand up to your local council member. And that will bleed its way up, because that fear that these politicians have will spread, and our energy will spread too, because sadly, when you're in that low vibrational state, misery loves company. It attracts more misery. But if you cannot live in fear, you can rise up to that high vibrational energy like I have, you attract more high vibrational energy. And then you can actually have some joy in your life. So we need to take the worst parts of our culture and jam it in their face to wake up people to what is really going on. One of the most effective things that Cassidy and I bring up Cassidy Campbell because he's a partner in crime of mine, we go out there and we try to wake people up. But we go out there and we fake canvas as Beto O'Rourke supporters. And a lot of people say, oh, I support Beto. And then you say, hey, well, do you think a 5-year-old should be able to reassign their gender? Do you think 6-year-olds should be able to take hormone blockers? Do you think 9-year-olds should have gender reassignment surgery? And these people are thinking, well, I don't know. That sounds kind of bad. These are what these people want. Beto O'Rourke's wearing a shirt, protect trans kids. What the heck? You need to protect all kids. We don't need to capitulate to the 1%. That's what they want to do, is they want to make 99% of the population bow down to less than 1%. They want to make every other female swimmer, all 99% of them, lose their ability to ever have a championship to less than 1% Leah Thomas. Because they have their thumb on the scale. We live in a rigged system, and the only way we're ever going to fix it is if we stand up to the tyranny before it's too late. And you need to spread this information far and wide. You look at Alex, he's been deplatformed, he's been lied about. They have deleted him from the internet, basically. So you, the best thing you can do to fight this culture war is you spread this information to your friends, to your family, to whoever will listen. Because this is the information they don't want you to have. They don't want you to know you can get ivermectin in Tennessee. They don't want you to know that Bill Clinton was on Ghislaine on the Lolita Express 26 times. They don't want you to know Bill Gates is best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. There's some serious stuff they don't want you to know. So we got to wake people up. They don't want you to know about the CIA during the Iran-Contra trading guns with Nicaragua for cocaine and then selling that cocaine to citizens of our own country and getting people, creating the crack epidemic or the opioid epidemic created by the Pfizer pharmaceutical companies or the current fentanyl epidemic. They don't want you to worry about that or the over 100,000 drug overdose deaths. All they're going to do is tell you, wear a mask, take your vaccine. Well, we are the vaccine to the New World Order. InfoWars is the New World Order vaccine. So if you like your vaccine, you need to support the freaking InfoWar before it's too late. Because right now, the time to strike is while the iron is hot. So I want to see you, a call to action. Come and speak at any meeting, any opportunity, and try to wake people up. We'll see you later.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.